Good morning. This is going to be our final question as it relates to wasting of food and Baal Tashchis. And the specific question we're going to address today is, if somebody has a fruit and finds in it a worm, for example, or some other bug in it, is it permitted to eat the rest of the fruit? Are we obligated to eat the rest of the fruit because just throwing it out because we find one worm or one bug, that could be the problem, the issur of Baal Tashchis wasting. If you can eat the rest of the fruit without a problem, then why should it be wasted? As just coming to mind here, that the person who says as follows, what's worse, the joke, what's worse than finding a worm in your apple? And the response is finding half a worm in your apple is worse because that means somebody ate half of it. So we're talking about if you find a worm in your apple or something like that, and you can simply cut it out and be fairly confident that there's nothing else in that apple or whatever other fruit it may be, or non-fruit, other food item it may be, are we obligated to simply carve around, do some surgery, take out that specific area, and eat the rest? So on a high level, the psak brought by the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh is as follows. If you have this fruit and it has worms in it, if it has bugs in it, it is permitted to eat the rest of the fruit, not a problem. However, if it's difficult to check the rest of the fruit for infestation, for worms, then indeed you don't have to check it. You can throw out the entire fruit. Having said that, if there's no other concern of finding worms in it, for example, you're confident that there are no other worms, it was one worm that entered, you saw where it was, and you can get rid of it, then the rest of the fruit should not be discarded because there's a concern of Baal Tashchis. That indeed would be a problem. So we divide up. You find the fruit, you have some food, and it has a little bit of infestation. Should you eat the rest? If you can be fairly confident that there are no other bugs, you should not throw out the rest. The rest should be eaten because of the concern of Baal Tashchis. If it cannot be checked, if you have concerns about infestation, obviously don't eat it at that point. But how about if you know you can, you know it's clean? There was only one bug, but you just can't come to do it. It's gross to you. It's disgusting to you. There was a bug in this fruit, and I just can't come to eat it, even though it may be Baal Tashchis. So in fact, in that situation, omnami ma'us be'enav lechol et shara pri, if it's disgusting to you to eat the rest of the pri, then it is permitted to throw it out, and there's no concern of Baal Tashchis. So it turns out that there are two heterim here. Number one is, if it can't be cleaned, then, or your concerns that there are additional bugs, no Baal Tashchis. And even if there are not concerns that there are additional bugs, but you just can't bring yourself to do it, it's disgusting to do, having known that there was even a little infestation in this fruit, in this food, you can throw it out, even though you're confident that there is no more. Now, what happens if you have a type of fruit, vegetable, and the like, that it's very difficult to check it? Very difficult to check it. For example, raspberries. I remember there was a time that I was eating at somebody's house, and I was given some raspberries, and they were cleaned, and as I am sitting there, ready to say a bracha, a worm crawled out, started inching its way out of one of the raspberries. So I never have eaten raspberries since. That was about 20 years ago. That is something that is too difficult to check, very difficult to check. So if we're talking about something like that, difficult to check, is it permitted to throw out, or do you have to go through the effort of checking it because otherwise there's a problem with Baal Tashchis? So Ma'achal shekasha lebodko, this is based on the psak of Rav Vosner. If it's tough to check this type of fruit, this type of vegetable, it is permitted to throw it out. There is not an isser of Baal Tashchis. Rav Eliashiv paskin as follows, Ma'achal shenimsa nagua, if you find a fruit that is infested, ubidikaso krucha betircha meruba, takes a lot of tircha, it's going to take a lot of effort to clean this fruit out. Or we could say the same, it's typically infested. It doesn't have to be necessarily that you have infestation, but this is a fruit, this is a type that requires a lot of cleaning. It's oftentimes you'll find bugs. Or if it is something that is ma'us be'enav, or something that is disgusting to you, there's no way I can come and eat such a thing. It is permitted to throw it out, and there is not an isser of Baal Tashchis. Have a wonderful day.